This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. North Carolina native Caleb Caudill has been on the road for almost 10 years, playing shows with everyone from Jason Isbell to Justin Townes Earle. Recently, he headed back to the Tar Heel State to record his newest collection, Carolina Ghost. There are hints of classic Merle Haggard and Graham Parsons, but Caleb makes it all his own on songs steeped in the Piedmont, hot summers, the smell of tobacco, and driving down highways and back roads. Caleb is heading out for a series of shows to celebrate the release of Carolina Ghost and joins me now. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Eric?
Very well. Glad to have you here. There are a lot of references to places and things from North Carolina in these songs. What pulled you back here and how'd you wind up recording in Kernersville?
Well, I was living in New Orleans for about a year, and towards the end of that year, I got sober, which is a unique place to get sober at. And
That's challenging.
It was very challenging. But I decided that I needed an anchor, and I felt like moving back home to Winston would be the anchor that I needed, you know, being surrounded by family. And once I got back, I ended up falling in love and got engaged, and it's been happily ever after so far.
Wow. Welcome back to the state.
I know. It was a great welcoming back party. We chose Fidelitorium just because it was close to home, and I had just done a tour down to South by Southwest, and I kind of wanted to be able to sleep in my own bed instead of going elsewhere. And so we settled on the Fidelitorium, and it was a great room.
Now, when I was listening to this record the first time and I got to Piedmont Sky, and that's when it sunk into me pretty early that a lot of this record is steeped in North Carolina. Can you tell us a little bit about that song and the songwriting process, and we'll play a little bit of that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the North Carolina stuff was, you know, somewhat nostalgia, but also it was, you know, you're just seeing it all the time. So if you're in it, I almost use those things like a comma rather than a point that I'm making in the songs. It's like, you know, if I'm talking about dogwoods and cardinals and stuff, there's no point being made. It's like, you know, it's just to provide a setting for the listener. And I think once you have a setting as a listener, you can connect to the song.
Left a trail of stars for me to find. You left a trail of stars for me to find. Well, they gathered and spelled your name across the Piedmont sky.
Uphill Battle is ultimately an optimistic song, but nothing comes easy. When you listen to that song, you go, yeah, it's going to turn out okay, but...
Yeah, me and my fiance had just gotten in a fight, as most people do who are in relationships, and at the end of that, she called me an uphill battle, and so I grabbed my guitar and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go write a song called Uphill Battle, so that's what I did.
Do you give her credit in the liner notes?
I give her credit for everything.
Okay.
If the sadness is over, I will be there in the morning, like I am tonight.
Some people are saying that you could be the next Jason Isbell, and I suspect it's better to be the first Caleb Caudill. But do comparisons like that put pressures on you as a songwriter and a performer?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, when I listen to Jason Isbell and I listen, you know, to what we created, I think they're very different to my ears. I think people are drawn to the fact that we're both writing very real and honest songs, and, you know, I think that's where the comparison lies, and we both have somewhat similar voices, I think, you know, a little rough around the edges, and, you know, he's a great guy, and I've gotten to share the stage with him a couple times, and he's been nothing but nice to me, so it's kind of nice to be compared.
Borrowed Smiles sounds like a song about a fellow who ducks out of a tricky situation just in the nick of time. Is that also about, I gotta quit drinking?
Yeah, I'd written that after I'd been sober for maybe 4 or 5 months at the point where I wrote Borrowed Smiles, and I was on tour, and I was kind of just thinking, like, everything seems so different at this point. It's like once it gets to a certain time of the night, the conversation level was all going down and temptation was going up, so I had to get out of there, you know, and it's just something I've had, it's just a new way of touring.
I used to stay out all night. I used to run my mouth and always try to start a fight and get out of the way, just in time for someone else to take the blame. living now, it's midnight, and this place has got me feeling like a ghost. And I'm long gone before the party ever comes to a close.
This is country music, but it isn't exactly what's trendy or the kind of thing you hear a lot on the radio. Does it feel kind of rebellious these days to sound a little more traditional?
Yeah, I think it's a little, people don't quite know what to make of it, because we were going for this very, you know, Hag had these records in the 80s where it was they were very open, left a lot of space. The band played really well together, but they kind of had this polished vibe to them. And I think that's what we were going after. You know, the record felt really polished in the best way possible. So it's kind of falls, you know, default into Americana. And I'm happy with it being an Americana. You know, I think that's where a lot of the real fans who are digging for new stuff reside.
We'll go out with the title song from Carolina Ghost, which I think really exemplifies that sound that you just described.
I wrote that song. Me and my fiance had went up to the Blue Ridge Parkway last fall. And the Leafs were changing, and we kind of just drove the whole parkway and ended up getting dinner up in Asheville. And I just kind of jotted down the lines the whole way, and it's about as pure of a love song as I've ever written. So I'm really happy with the way it came out.
Yeah, I like that line about riding shotgun and singing harmony.
Yep.
That's a good one. Caleb Cottle's new record is called Carolina Ghost. It's out now. Thanks for stopping by, Caleb.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Embers glowing orange, logs are stacked in the smoke, rises higher. To the choir when you see the rapids from the river couldn't drown this fire. And the leaves weren't the only thing falling. I stare out the window and wait. I watch